This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 389.5, up 2.25. May corn, 397.75, up 2.5. July corn, 405.5, up 2.75. March soybeans, 1007.75, up 17.25. May soybeans, 1011.75, up 17. July soybeans, 1016.75, up 16.75. March wheat, 534.75, up 1.75. May wheat, 531.75, up 2.5. July wheat, 535, up 2.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Tuesday afternoon. Exports and technical buying pushed soybeans above the $10 mark at the Board of Trade on Tuesday. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 higher at 361 to 379. Soybean bids up 17 cents at 977 to 1001. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 higher at 355 to 387. And soybean bids were up 8 to 18 cents at 976 to 1013. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 6 cents at 372 to 391. Soybean bids advanced 17 to 19 at 987 to 1019, with wheat bids gaining 2 to 5 cents at 440 to 513. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 17 cents higher at 1014 to 1028. Basis ended steady, range from 6 to 20 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 362.30 to 373, I'm sorry, 362.30 to 372.30 per ton. That's up $8 to $10, with basis unchanged to $2 per ton lower, ranging from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 2 higher at 390 to 397, with basis steady to a penny lower, ranging from option to 7 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quartered producer corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 382 to 390, with basis up 2 to 3 cents at 8 under to option the March. Soybeans ended up 16 to 17 cents at 1013 to 1024, with basis steady to a penny lower at 5 to 16 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed, ranging from 405 to 407. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 18 to 19 cents, with quotations at 1045 to 1047. Soft wheat, 2 cents higher at 535 to 545, and Milo up 2 to 3 at 450 to 465. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 372 to 391. New crop soybean bids range from 932 to 946. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 376 to 391, new crop soybean bids at 934 to 961, and in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 377 to 391, new crop soybean bids at 928 to 956, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 494 up to 523. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 158.60, down $1.40. April live cattle, 150.72, down $2.50. June live cattle, 143.65, down $2.37. March feeder cattle, 201.45, down $2.40. April feeder cattle, 272, down $2.52. May feeder cattle, 207, down $2.45. April lean hogs, 64, down $2.02. May lean hogs, 74.15, down $1.97. June lean hogs, 78.37, down $1.75. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.03 lower, in the range of $49 to $57.25, with the weighted average carcass price of $55.42. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 28 to 33, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 33 to 37, and 6 weights and up 35 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging from $35 to $40. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today total 14,878 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had a special bred cow sale for Saturday the 14th. They had receipts of 311 head, starting with medium and large, first stage young. They brought 1650 to 2750. Medium and large, second stage young, 1500 to 2650, and medium and large third stage young, 1950 to 2950. Bred cows, large second stage young, were 1800 to 2500. Large second stage middle age, $1600 to $2400, and large second stage age cows were $1400 to $1850. Large third-staged age cows were $1,625 to $2,025. Medium third-stage middle-aged cows were $1,450 to $2,550. Now for the opening report from the Shelbyville Sale Barn. They had receipts of 176 head. Steers and heifers were steady, and Holstein steers steady to $1.50 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they are 160 to 165.50, select and choice 152 to 158, choice slaughter Holstein steers 150 to 156.50, and choice slaughter heifers 160 to 165.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 350 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.39, and that was 1 cent higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses $239.12, that was 90 cents higher, with select carcasses at $233.20, and that was 16 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 405,000, that compared to 435,000 last week and 414,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It's a time of change in the grain markets. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, gives us an overview of what's coming in the markets.
Well, we are seeing some changing dynamics in the marketplace this week. Several different factors may help refocus the trade on supply and demand fundamentals. And the leading factor going forward is the fact that talks have broke off between Greece and the European Union leaders on extending credit to Greece. Greece, of course, demanding more favorable credit conditions, and European finance ministers saying no. Now, the only way we'll return to talks with you is if you simply request to extend the existing conditions. So that dramatically increases the odds that Greece will fall out of the European Union. While that would appear to be bearish the euro and bullish the dollar, in reality, it removes a big unknown from the marketplace, and traders can deal with adversity if they know it better than the unknown of the possibility of adversity. So we're seeing the euro bounce back, correct higher. The dollar has been correcting lower, and with the weaker dollar, that's allowed the grain and oilseed traders, as well as the rest of the commodity complex, to focus on some more positive factors. Right now, we're focused on the fact that it was a very wet weekend in central and northwestern Brazil, bringing harvest to a halt and also stopping the planting of safrinha corn crop. That safrinha corn crop, or second crop corn, which is responsible for the bulk of Brazil's exportable corn supplies that compete with our corn, needs to be planted by March 1st so that it can finish before the dry season comes. And we're quickly running out of time to get that corn crop planted, also delaying soybean shipments due to the heavy rains, stopping harvest, and slowing activity at the port. So that's extending our export season. Those two factors are helping provide a lift for corn and soybean prices as we start the holiday shortened week. We also have option expiration for March options at the end of the week, and particularly for soybeans, there's a lot of activity around the $10 strike price, acting as a magnet to draw that lead March contract up toward the $10 strike price.
While there's no doubt the strength of the dollar will be a large factor in many market sectors, it plays an especially important role in one market in particular.
That correlation is strongest among the grain complex for wheat, and as a result of the weak euro and the strong dollar, we've seen Europe have just a banner export season, while U.S. exports have really struggled. So there is some hope that with a weaker dollar, if we do see more significant correction, we will see some increase in export sales. Supplies of milling quality soft red winter wheat are actually fairly tight, and that's because so much of the soft red winter wheat that we have in storage, which is quite a bit of it, has vomitoxin in it, so that's a real concern. The other factor providing support to the wheat market is the weather models are suggesting a little bit more intense cold air wave coming in later this week than what was originally anticipated. So that leaves an area without snow cover vulnerable, stretching from northern Missouri across central parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So we could see some winter kill damage to the wheat crop in that area later this week.
Basically, everyone is eagerly awaiting March and the crop reports that come with it.
It's very difficult to sustain rallies based on cold weather threats in the month of February. But once March gets here, you get a chance for the crop to break dormancy, plus many states start releasing weekly crop ratings. It becomes much easier to focus, keep the trade focused on the condition of the crop and to really get a good assessment of what the damage may be to the crop. So I think this is a trade that's anxiously awaiting that March period.
Suderman also gave an overview on the current state of the livestock markets.
As we look at the livestock market, we saw far less trade last week in the negotiated market than we saw the previous week. And as a result, this week's show list in the feedlot region is about 32,000 head larger, so a larger show list. And that's putting a little bit of pressure on live cattle futures this morning. Overall, when we look at the product price, we have not seen the stability that we thought we would with the slower change speed that we've seen the last week or two, last couple of weeks actually from the packers. And that's largely because of cheap pork out there continuing to be a cheap alternative to beef that retailers can go to. And so overall, the fundamentals are weak, even though we have a very tight supply of cattle in the cash market for those that do trade is above where the futures market is at.
As with the grain markets, Suderman says the strength of the dollar is hampering beef exports.
Well, beef exports have been slow for a couple of reasons. One would be the West Coast port slowdown has certainly affected it, but the bigger problem has been the strength of the dollar, making it difficult for our beef to compete on the global market because of the extra cost with the strong dollar. And so overall, exports have been sluggish, and that, too, has hurt demand for beef.
Unlike the beef market, pork is not as affected by a strong dollar right now. Instead, it is being hindered by port issues on the West Coast.
Well, pork faces a strong dollar just like beef, but the difference with pork is pork product prices are at four-year lows, and so that helps offset the strong dollar to a great extent. So pork demand overseas has been very good. It would have been even better had it not been for the port slowdown on the West Coast. And the general sense of the trade is if we can just get an agreement between labor and management at West Coast ports, that we can see a more robust pork export market that will help turn this hog market around and put in some seasonal lows and perhaps rally into the spring. But so far, we don't see that type of an agreement. The supply of hogs continues to exceed the demand, keeping pressure on the market. We've tried to bounce last week. We're periodically trying periodic bounces in this market, but we're just simply having trouble sustaining those bounces because of the supply until we can actually get the ports moving and flowing again and get exports to even higher levels than they are.
Suderman said the port debacle is hinged on a solitary issue.
Well, the frustrating thing is with the dispute between management and the port workers is virtually all issues have been settled other than one. I mean, as far as hours worked and wages and benefits, everything has been worked out except for the one issue, and that's the union wants more say in who the arbitrator is for ongoing disputes that come up during the year between labor and management, and that one issue could be solved today or it could be a month from now. That one issue is the one sticking point keeping the two sides apart.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.